I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Miami leads Ole Miss 17-10.
It's been a good one, man. A couple big plays.
Yeah, and good game.
Ole Miss is hanging around. I mean, Miami looks pretty good up front, but their offense can be wonky, and Ole Miss is making some plays.
Late first half.
Yeah.
We're way over. Sorry, Steven.
Shocking.
Steven's already been... I think Steven's already tired of trying to get us out on time, and... He's been defeated.
Yeah, I know the bit.
Blame Joey.
What's that?
I know the bit. It's all good.
Yeah. 5 days in, he's like, eh.
He's been beaten down by life. Like that disgruntled teacher. He's like, whatever.
That's what I heard coming into the job. They're going to beat you down. Yeah.
I don't want to learn. All right, I don't want to teach. Yeah. We're good here. It's turn tough. On a film strip and turn out the lights. We're good.
All right. Well, we should probably take a break.
Probably.
Get back on track here. I've got the 10 small habits that reveal a lot about your personality.
All right, let's do this.
We can do that. 21 facts about your body that will make you wonder how we're not all dead.
Those ones were always disturbing. What is, you think about how many ways there are to die every day? It's kind of impressive that you've made it this long. You ever wondered what's the closest you've ever come to dying?
Yeah, I think about stuff like
that
all the time.
I do that every now and then.
Well, there was one time when I was, we were hiking in Colorado in the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
And I remember I was with my family, and I remember I was just a kid, 8, 9, I don't know. I remember running up a side hill on this trail.
Sure.
But the drop off on the other side of the trail, you're dead.
Yeah.
And I remember running down, back down to the trail and slipping. And I almost tumbled right over the...
Came close.
The edge. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just funny. You think about all those kind of... most of us have probably had one or two of those times in your life where you're like, oh, my God.
And then who would be your co-host?
Exactly. Well, you think about it's the whole sliding door thing, right? I mean...
What is the sliding door thing?
Well, it's the serendipity, like... One door opens, you know, when you slide it, one side opens, the other side closes. Like, all the different things. Like, if that happens, you're right. My life is... We you know, that's Salina, Kansas. I had no idea. How old were you?
Like I said, maybe 8 or 9. I don't know.
8 or 9.
I don't remember.
So 5-year-old me in Gresham, Oregon. I think I would have been in Gresham at that point.
Oh, nice.
5-year-old Gresham.
I didn't know you had a Gresham run in
you. Had a Gresham run. Yeah,
nice.
So 5-year-old on Battalia
Explains
Street.
Explains a lot, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. 5-year-old, some little 5-year-old kid riding around on his big wheel in Gresham. His life forever changed because you didn't go over the edge.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I always think about that stuff. It's weird. We were driving across the bridge just this week. It was on Sunday. We were going over to see the Winterhawk game. and there was a wreck on 205, the bridge, the Glen Jackson Bridge, and one of the cars had spun around the other way, so obviously he got, you know, kind of fishtailed or whatever, and two of his wheels were up on the edge of the bridge. So he was doing the, like, a Dukes of Hazzard sort of thing, and it scared the living daylights out of me, and I thought, how effing terrifying was that car wreck? Now, it didn't look like anyone was seriously hurt or anything like that, but he was just driving like a Honda Accord. That guy got hit, or hit someone, spun, hit the wall, and somehow both of his tires ended up, you know, there was a moment where he thought, well, this is it.
I'm out.
I'm over the edge. And luckily it stopped, and it just sat there, and I just, we've all had those moments, and it's just, it's, and then we've all heard the story about, you know, some sort of tragedy happening, and I don't know, that stuff every now and then when I see stuff like that, it just rolls through my brain.
Boy, Chambliss about threw a pick six right there with 20 seconds left in the half. Did you see that? Look at that.
Oh, boy.
Guy dropped it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was...
Whoa.
That's what they say.
See, that's the little things like...
Yeah, stuff like that, yeah.
How do you predict anything like that?
You don't. And he could throw, you know, and now he throws a touchdown. I'm not saying, but, you know, if he throws a touchdown here, you know.
Oh, no, his receiver dropped it, too.
But yeah, and that's the same thing, the sliding door thing. Every sports game you can go to has some play where you're like, that. All the dude has to do is catch the ball, and that is forever changed.
All right, coming up next, as I mentioned, the 10 small habits that reveal a lot about your personality on The Fan. Hey, I was just reading the news because I'm an old.
Yeah, the new is.
7 feet of snow in Juneau, Alaska. Did you see that?
That's a lot of
snow. 7 feet.
Well, and Juneau is not really a, like, that's not snow territory. That's like southeast Alaska. Yeah. That's more Seattle weather than it is Anchorage. So
they said it was the snowiest December in 80 years.
Yeah, that's just not normal for Juneau. Juneau is kind of, it's beautiful, but it's very cold, rainy, and depressing.
Every day you act in ways that share clues about your personality, Jason. You didn't know this, did you?
I did not. Although it makes sense.
These tiny little things add up over time to give a good picture of who you are and what motivates you. And I have a Reader's Digest bit here.
Okay. I remember old Reader's Digest. Yeah. I used to let my parents got that, and I would
read
it when I was on the can.
That and TV Guide.
Yeah. Cheers and the jeers.
I feel like they always had like a pile of them at like the school library.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just laying around.
Yeah, like TV Guide, Reader's Digest, and the old National Geographic that maybe you saw some up tops.
Everyone goes to the Geographic.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom had a National Geographic was a big one in our house.
Yeah.
And it was good. I mean, look, let's not talk about just the up tops. Like National Geographic is a great magazine.
Absolutely. But
great
look,
photographs,
when you were a kid.
Great culture.
When you were a kid, you wanted to see the tribes.
I mean, it didn't hurt.
11-year-old Stevens at the library at school. I'm looking at uptops.
Yeah. Well, back then, kids today don't appreciate the fact that nudity was not something that you just came across. You had to work for it.
They don't understand. We were talking about that with Casey, how it was so hard to gamble back in the day.
Yeah.
Now it's so easy.
Oh, yeah. We used to go over to Jansen Beach to play sports action. Like, it was a chore.
Yeah, Casey has no idea. He's in there placing $5 15-leg parlays.
Yeah.
And Steve and I are trying to tell him, dude, you couldn't do that.
Yeah. Had my identity stolen by five dimes. I mean, you know.
Just to place a bet.
Five dimes, Tony. That's why I ended
hey,
up.
You know
in
what? I deposited the next day again.
Is that Noah Whittington thing true?
Noah Whittington has been deemed questionable on the availability report. So.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I mean. He's questionable. No.
Jay Harris, though, is playing. Is gonna Jay, play.
It, oh, he is going to play.
It sounds like it. Right. So someone asked Will Stein about him, and Will Stein just praised him a bunch. So everyone was like, I assume that means Jay Harris is playing. So, yeah, it sounds like you've got.
It is official that Lanning did say player. He is playing.
Oh, okay.
Jay Harris is playing.
Yes,
so
Harris
we have Jay Harris.
Okay, that's good. Because Hill is that guy.
Yeah.
He's
one of the things to keep an eye on. He's not good in pass protection, and neither is Jay Harris. So I just Whittington can't go, this is not good because he's the one guy that you would trust in pass protection. And by the way, they weren't very good.
Well, he's
in
your
pass
number
protection.
One guy.
Yeah, you need Whittington in this game. So.
Yeah, and if you don't have Whittington, you need Davison.
Yeah,
if you don't have him,
yeah, it's not great.
You need Hill. If you don't have him, you need Harris.
Great.
If you don't have him,
again, questionable is still you know we'll see what happens.
Right.
But yes, that is official.
Okay. The first What is it again?
It's the habits that reveal your personality.
13 small habits that actually reveal a lot about your personality. Okay. Number one is the way you walk.
Mm.
A big personality reveal, says body language expert Carol Kinsey Goman.
Okay.
For instance, someone who walks with a measured, even stride and with their head up conveys a confident personality and tends to be socially adept and open. There's a reason many celebrities and politicians use this power walk. On the other hand, walking with a caved-in posture, shoulders slumped, head down, curled in, shows that you're feeling vulnerable. This can indicate a very self-conscious personality type or someone who is often lost in their own thoughts.
Yeah, that makes sense. We all know the dude that walks with the...
That's me. I walk like swagger. That, and I am definitely lost in my own thoughts. Like, my head is spinning.
I'm a shuffler. I think I'm a head up, shoulders back, but there's a shuffle to it. It's that I'm a very slow walker, and it drives people around me crazy. Anyone that has to walk with me, they're not happy.
Yeah,
you're
a slow walker.
I'm a very slow walker.
It's obnoxious.
But you do walk, like you got a big the big walk.
Yeah,
You kind of waddle. You have a waddle.
Yeah, it's not. It's weird.
It's an odd gait.
Yes.
But getting stuck behind Suk in the hall is no good. Because he's a wide gate.
Yeah.
And you can't pass him.
No. But it's slow. And I know it, and I try to like...
You do try to speed up.
I do try to speed up. I am aware that I'm a slow walker, and I don't think about it. I just... I know that's a thing. So if I'm walking with other people, I realize someone's behind me, or with a group, I will make the attempt, but my natural speed is like... It's turtle style.
Coach Vaughn's family, they're all small people. And so they like weave in and out of people when they're walking in groups. And I'm just this big giant dude. I have to try to keep up. I'm a Suk. Like, I'm trying to run through those people. But these little people, they just speak right through.
Yeah. Like little rodents.
Yeah. We have this big giraffe over here.
There's always. I always do the, I forget who it was, but there was a movie line or whatever. He said, I never saw a gunfighter run to a fight. So I'm like, that's what I try to be like, oh, I'm just strolling, when the reality is I'm just slow as hell. But you know, I'm like, it's a gunslinger stroll. No, it's kind of a waddle shuffle is what it is.
Your handshake expresses a lot about you. A simple, firm, and brief handshake with one up and down motion shows you have a confident personality, while a limp handshake indicates you're insecure, afraid, or shut down.
Mm.
If you use the two-hand arm shake, it indicates aggressiveness or an attempt to dominate.
Okay.
Similarly, shaking hands with your palm down shows that you are dominant, like you come up over the top.
Over the top.
And then it also shows that you're controlling and possibly aggressive. And one thing to consider from this expert, never wipe your hand just after you have shaken hands with someone, because that communicates that you find the person dirty or that you are... someone who is overly worried about germs.
I would be I don't know about offended, but I would, if I shook someone's hands and immediately they wiped, I'd be like,
well, I always try to hide my handshake wipes, which I do all the time. Actually, the fist bump, you know, COVID.
Yeah.
Listen, COVID was great.
Yeah, you love
it. I don't know
bump.
If you guys remember COVID. A lot of great stuff came out of COVID. One of the things was everybody now fist bumps.
Yes.
And that's fantastic.
Yes.
Because the germ spreading is less, and that's great.
I have stated before, I do not mind shaking hands. I'm not a germaphobe, but it is one of my great pet peeves. Everyone tries to crush my hand, and I effing hate it. To the point where I do not like to shake hands.
Why do they try to crush your hand?
Because it's the big guy thing.
Oh.
And so they want to do the real tough guy handshake. And I don't have big hands, and my hands are not the most, like, they're a little brittle. I've broken my hands. I have busted fingers. And just know, if you meet me and you shake my hand really hard, I think you are an absolute D-bag. There's no reason
for
you to
firm.
Squeeze my hand.
Firm and hard.
Yes.
Two different things.
I don't mind firm.
Nice firm handshake. You got to have it.
I'm fine with that, but I'm telling you. Steven, do you get this being a big guy?
I do.
Why? What are you doing? Do you want to measure penises? Why are you grabbing my hand so effing hard?
Firmer hard.
Just.
Measuring firmer hard.
Gosh, something.
Firmer hard.
Firmer hard. I can't.
No, but it's true, especially, it's the little guys. The little guys want to be like, oh, what's up, Suk? Hey, Jason, nice to meet you.
Yeah. It's the same thing, like, if you hug me and you slap my back.
I hate that.
Don't. We can hug. I'm a hugger, but you don't need to Jim Harbaugh me.
It's the one pat. You pat it once, you get out.
Your email etiquette says a lot about you. Okay. If you're trying to pick up cues from your coworker, the answer may lie in their emails. There is a connection between our email persona and our real-life character.
Hmm.
How you write emails, what you write, and when you write them can be pretty accurate in predicting your personality.
He's an email persona. I had no idea.
Narcissists will generally use words such as I, me, and mine frequently. Extroverts tend to be more casual and talk about fun things like music and parties.
Hmm.
Of course, it's not only what you say, it's also how you say it. An absence of typos is a sign of someone's conscientiousness, perfectionism, and potential obsessions, whereas poor grammar can indicate lower levels of IQ.
Bingo.
And academic intelligence.
Dum-dum over here, 100%.
Interestingly, long emails reflect energy and thoroughness, but also some degree of neediness.
Oh, no.
Boy, that is all so true.
Because mine are short, and they're filled with plot holes and spelling errors.
But see, you and I, if there's one, we differ in a lot of ways.
Yes.
If there's one way we differ the most, it might be grammar.
Yes.
Because I am a stickler on grammar,
yes,
and
you
cannot spell anything,
nope,
including my own name, after 20 years of working together. Which, by the way, I should play this for. I don't know if our guys heard this here. Steven, I'm going to play something for you, and then I'll finish my thought. By the way, let me tee this up. This is okay. Souk and I behind the scenes with Mike Lynch recording a spot that Souk wrote.
Yeah. It's not fake. This is a real interaction.
Okay. You know how to spell my name?
What?
Spell my name.
R-O-P-P.
My first name.
Yeah, Isaac.
Spell it.
Why?
He doesn't know how to spell my f***ing name.
It's two. It's I-S-S. No,
that's
use
incorrect.
The other. Wait.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I know. I do this every time.
God, you're a piece of All right.
No,
it's Isaac.
Oh. It's not two S's, it's two A's.
Yeah, that's so, right. It's not what it says here, but yeah, that's right.
What?
It's Isaac.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's I-S-A-A-C.
Yeah.
Okay. I always do that. I always do two S's,
oh,
but it's not.
That's
it's
cool.
Two A's.
Yeah, that's not.
Spell
cool.
My last name, f***er.
S-C-U-K-A-N-E-C.
Damn it.
It's not f***ing hard.
Well, either way. I got it. It just took me a second.
No, you didn't.
I always put two S's.
You don't know
there.
How to spell my f***ing name.
I-S-A-A-C.
Damn it, f*** you. Yeah. So that was like...
Yeah.
I don't know what year that was.
Oh, it was a while back.
I mean, we've been together a long time.
That's a real interaction, though.
Which blew, it still to this day blows me away that you did not know how to spell my name after years of working together. Fascinating. Anyway, that is a degree of separation,
yes,
between us.
100%.
And this is exactly right. Like, it says an absence of typos is a sign of someone's conscientiousness. Perfectionism, that's me. And potential obsessions, also me, whereas poor grammar indicates lower levels of IQ. Moron.
Well, and you know, too, I had I sent a message to a buddy of mine, he's a bartender, and in my one of my fave bartenders, and I sent him a message over the holidays, and I noticed it was a blue bubble, and he's a green bubble guy. So I was like, oh.
I thought you were a green bubble guy.
No.
Oh, no, you got an iPhone.
No, I got an iPhone. And he responded with, new phone, I'm guessing this is Souk. and I kind of laughed, and I was like, yeah, it's me. And he said something like, yeah, your cadence, you have a unique cadence or whatever, which was a friendly way of being like, yeah, I know it's you, dumbass. But yeah,
you
there
misspelled
was,
something?
Oh, I'm sure I did. And there's just, you know, we all have our own... It's just your way of talking, even via a text.
Yeah, that's interesting. Would I know it's you? Like, if you got rid of the names in your contacts and you just had text messages come in, could you tell, well, not by what they say, but just by their cadence?
Could you
tell who it was?
It was like an immediate, because he responded pretty quickly, and he was like, new phone, not sure this is, but I'm guessing Sue.
There's such thing as a text cadence.
Yes, yes. And that's what he said. He goes, your texts have a cadence and just kind of the way you refer to him or whatever, you know, something like that.
You said, hey, S-bag.
I think because I always say he's like I always comment because he's a handsome fella. He's a tall, handsome guy. So I think I said something in there about like being a handsome bartender or something, as I tend to do, and I think he was like, "Oh, well, that's you."
All right.
Or maybe you know, like if you have a friend you call a certain name or you insult him or whatever.
I do like to send insulting texts.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Especially your friends.
Fun pastime. Yes. Yeah. 13 small habits.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Habits that actually reveal a lot about your personality. More next. Here's Steven. All right, these are the 13 small habits that reveal a lot about your personality. Probably won't get through all of these, but we've already hit the way you walk, your handshake, and your email etiquette. Next on the list is nervous tics. If you're a nail biter or a skin picker.
Hair twirler, yeah. Lip biter, all yeah, that stuff. Yeah. You can always tell when someone's a nervous person.
Scientists call these body-focused repetitive behaviors, and they say they're physical manifestations of your inward state. One 2022 study published in Brain Science has noted that there is a vicious cycle of emotions and tic behaviors. The more people feel anxiety, tension, and stress and frustration, the more exacerbates the more exacerbated their tics become.
Yeah, that's one that you can just, if you're around people, you can look at it and you can tell who's comfortable, who's not. 100%.
People who are compulsively tug on their hair or bite their nails tend to be perfectionists. Their actions are a result of trying to soothe boredom, irritation, and dissatisfaction. Next one, punctuality. Whether you arrive early, on time, or late sends a powerful message about your personality. People who value punctuality are often rule followers and people pleasers, while those who are chronically late may be more self-focused.
Yeah, it's that idea of your time's more important than someone else's, something like that. And that, you know, like you get caught up in your own world.
I think there's a difference between being late once or twice.
Sure.
You know, I mean, it does happen.
Sure.
Like you hit,
yeah.
You know, something happens.
But there's some people that refuse to be late.
Chronically, yes. Oh, I refuse to be late.
Yeah.
But chronically late, it's a problem.
Mm.
It's a problem.
I'm trying to think. I will be on time for stuff that I deem important.
Oh, wait. We have a break now?
You are the most chronically late on-air person of all time.
I am. But I tell you what.
Yeah.
I take my punctuality seriously.
I do it on... It depends on what it is. Like...
I'm just not going to waste anyone's time.
Sure.
I think it's about other people's time.
Yeah.
And it's... And they, sometimes, like I said, sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
But I think it's a... I don't know. I think it's...
It's not respect.
I think it's rude. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean...
Disrespectful.
My thing is, like, if we say we're going to grab lunch, what time? 11:30? To me, there's no difference between being there at 11:25 and 11:34. Like, I don't care either way. Like, you're going to get... If we say we're there at 11:30 and I happen to be there at 11:25 and that person doesn't show up till 11:35, I don't think anything of it. Now, 11:45, I'm like, all right, that's kind of a D move. What are you doing? So I usually have a little wiggle room. And if it's something that's important, I know that there is a punctuality thing involved, then yes, I will make sure that I'm there on time. So I probably dance in the middle of these things.
Your eating habits. You are what you eat, but you're also how you eat. What you choose to eat, your favorite foods, when you eat, how much you eat, and your eating etiquette all give clues about your personality. Slow eaters are often conscientious people who like to be in control. Fast eaters tend to be ambitious and impatient. That's me.
Yeah. Well, everything you do, you are a fast twitch. You're go, 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 go.
And
go,
I hate it. Yeah. I absolutely hate it. Yeah. I can't help it.
Yeah. And most things I have in my life, if you haven't noticed, that's where we are different. Rob is very quick, yeah. And I am very...
My wife is very slow.
Yeah.
She's like a sloth.
Yeah. I just...
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I just kind of go about my day. And
I don't
understand it. I got my pace.
The adventurous eater is a thrill seeker and risk taker, while picky eaters are likely to exhibit anxiety and neuroticism.
I will say that I have a problem with people that eat like toddlers. And I'm not saying I have the most sophisticated palate in the world, but if you are a well-done steak and you order chicken fingers at a restaurant, like a decent restaurant, and like you can't try exotic foods, even if you're not going to love it, but you don't want to try, I think you're...
That's weird.
I don't really have a desire to.
Why would you not want to try something?
It happens all the time.
Especially with food. Like, it's so amazing. It's like amazing part of life.
I don't care.
The world.
I always say, not everything can be your favorite. Try some stuff.
And then it says, if you're someone who likes to separate different foods on their plate... I'm not this person. I can mix everything.
Yeah, I'm a mixer.
Yeah, it says, if you are that person, you're very cautious and detail-oriented in your everyday life.
We're going to swirl this all together.
Okay, see how many more we can get in next as we wrap it up on The Fan. Okay, these are the 13 small habits that reveal a lot about your personality. We had the way you walk, your email etiquette, mm-hmm. your handshake, your nervous tics, and punctuality, and your eating habits. Next on the list is the color of your clothes. The style, cost, and even color are very revealing, according to a study published in Psychology of Aesthetics, Creativity, and the Arts.
Makes sense.
Researchers found that people who wore brightly colored or flashy clothes and expensive or designer accessories were much more likely to be insecure.
Sorry. I thought those were your insights.
Yes. Have low self-esteem and be a douche. Mm.
So Chad?
Less authentic.
It's Chad.
Seeking attention and trying to fit in with a perceived highbrow culture. Yeah. Next, your shopping habits. Want to get to know someone better? Take them to the mall. People who love to shop and tend to shop too much are more likely to have personalities classified as hedonistic, extroverted, impulsive, open to new experiences, and maybe a little neurotic to boot.
Mm. Wouldn't think about that one, but yeah, makes sense.
However, people who just shopped for what they needed, that is 100% me, were more likely to have agreeable and conscientious personalities. Yeah. Turning out, I'm pretty great.
I was like, I'm dialed in.
Next, how often you take selfies? To study the link between social media accounts and personality, researchers asked college students to fill out two surveys, one that looked at their selfie posting behaviors and one personality assessment. The results were fascinating. The more often someone posted selfies, the less emotionally stable they were.
Yeah.
And the lower their self-esteem.
100%. The more you post photos of yourself on Instagram, the more I think you're broken inside. 100%.
The last three are your handwriting, what you drink, and if you deflect compliments.
Mm. I didn't see all that. So bad handwriting and Coors Banquet, what does that say?
Well, we don't have time. I'll send you the link.
There you go.
Everybody have a great weekend. Well, actually, it's not the weekend, but tomorrow, at the Thirsty Lion at noon. I may even make an appearance.
No, you won't.
Cooley's bringing out the credit card. I'm in.
No, you're
Let's
not.
Do this.
Zero chance.
Ducks game tomorrow on The Fan. We're back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.